Resilience is the ability to bounce back after tough times. The irony being that the tough times are the very things that help us develop the skill. Pharmacy has always been a resilient profession, and never more so than in recent times, always reliable and rising to the challenge. Pharmacists feel they need to be the same. But is that realistic?
It's a good question.
We asked you what you needed. You told us you wanted to talk about resilience. Now we're starting the conversation.
Like, because, you know, I was kind of newly qualified, so I was like, this happens to all pharmacists. This is just what we have to accept.
So all the way along, trying to manage it on my own and kind of wearing it like a badge of honour as well.
In this podcast, pharmacists share the stories that often go untold.
And I just was on the floor, but I remember just looking at the front door being like, will I just run away now? You know, like, but I was paralysed.
Most professions have strong professional identities. A 2013 study from the University of Manchester identified that pharmacists had over 9 professional identities, with them identifying as being scientists, medicines advisors, clinical practitioners, social carers, medicines makers, medicine suppliers, the manager, the business person, and the unremarkable character. Pharmacists are anything but unremarkable, and in this podcast, we will hear remarkable stories.
Any pharmacists I know, like, we kind of were so hard on ourselves. You know, the minute you get into pharmacy, perfection is pushed on us. Mm-hmm.
Pharmacy can be an isolated profession, often misunderstood.
Are you expected to think, is it part and parcel of the job, kind of?
In this podcast, we'll explore the many different facets of being a pharmacist. For more updates, follow us on Twitter at Resilient Pharm and subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you do your listening. It's time to start the conversation. The Resilient Pharmacist, coming soon.